Isn't friend the best? Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Joji Vasantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, Country Blast Radio, live through 65, and on iTunes, Bagger Goodies Productions and Alan Firestone Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Jesse Hudson, Jake Clayton, and Marie Picerno. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now, because she's finally mastered surfing in her bathtub, Josie Passantino.
How do you come up with this stuff? I mean, seriously, surfboarding in a bathtub? I have no idea how you come up with this geniusness, but hey, I'm not hating it. Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Josie Show.
Hey, Josie, you just tried it in the kitchen sink, but you were too big and you kept falling on the floor.
I don't even know anymore. It's going to be a very interesting show, as it already is starting out to be one. We are very, very excited tonight to show off some great, great talents tonight. We get to speak with Jesse Hudson. Yeah.
The new flavor and the new website, the new everything, the show's been on for about a minute now, and nothing's crashed. So keep keeping away from it all.
Yeah, absolutely. We have been keeping away from touching anything that has to do with the website because it is very, like, it's amazing. It looks so great. And if you haven't seen it yet, please go to josieshow.com, and it's just awesome. It has so many different, like, photos, like the new banner, and so many awesome, awesome things. You've got to check it out. And also the links are, like, perfectly, like, aligned, and it's just, it's really cool. I love it. So please make sure you check it all out at josieshow.com.
Yeah, Tina wants me to mention the new squirrel smiley faces in the chat room.
Yeah. We also have those in the chat room. And we have a new chat room. I didn't even mention that. So make sure you sign up for that if you're not in the chat room. It's very, very easy to do. So now I am very excited. We get to speak with Jesse J. Hudson tonight, and we'll get to hear about his upcoming CD. And I know that name sounds familiar because we've had him on the show already, and so you could check the archives, and you'll be able to find that past episode with Jesse J. Hudson featuring him. So check that out. So, yeah, we get to catch up with him. Also, we get to talk with multi-instrumentalist and performer Jake Clayton, and all-around entertainer Anne-Marie Picerno. So we get to talk with all three of them tonight. So it's going to be amazing. And also later on in the show, we'll tell you all about our VIPs here at The Josie Show. We have tons of information, new information about them, and we'll tell you where you can find them, and it's going to be awesome. And also we'll tell you about a great concert coming up that The Josie Show Concert Series group will be at, and have some announcements to share as well. We have a lot of different things going on, so we'll check in with you a little bit later on and tell you all about it. So, yes, it's going to be such a great night, so please do not move. Do not move a muscle. So please stay tuned until the end of the show. We have a lot of really great things happening. And also, remember, we have a live, a 24/7 licensed radio station called Country Blast Radio. And we can be heard at countryblastradio.com. And also we have Facebook at facebook.com/countryblastradio. We're also on Live 365. If you just search Country Blast Radio, and we'll pop up, so it's very easy. And also we're on Roku, TiVo, and your smartphones, such as iPhones and Droids, by downloading the free Live 365 app. And it's super, super easy. I have it on my iPhone, so please make sure you check that out. It's free, super easy to get on the phone, and also just type in Country Blast Radio, and we pop up. So, yes. And also, right here at JoseyShow.com. Yeah.
I don't know if you watch the news tonight. It's, like, all over the country. I forgot where she lives. This lady, she was like 40 years old, and she's been deaf. She was born deaf, so she's been deaf her whole life.
Yeah.
And they have this new thing that she went through this experimental operation, and they had video cameras running, which is what they show on the news. And she actually heard for the first time today, and they gave her an iPad with all kinds of different music, and she has full hearing now.
Isn't that awesome? That is super awesome and so incredible. I mean, it's so awesome, you know, all the technology now that they have for pretty much everything now. And I think that's just so, so cool and so sweet that they gave her music to listen to and enjoy. That's amazing. That's such a great story. Thank you, Helen.
The first playlist they gave her was Christmas music because she's never heard a Christmas song before.
Aw, wow. That is an incredible story. And we could probably find this all online, right? Just in case we want more.
Just go to your local news, TV news website. They probably have all the videos of it. And, she was hysterical crying when they put her the headphones on from the healing test machine and she heard the tones.
Wow. I bet. Wow. That is just incredible. I'm going to have to watch the video after the show now. That sounds very interesting. Wow. I cannot even, you know, I wouldn't even be able to imagine being able to, like, hear, you know, things, music for the first time.
Yeah, I think that would be great if we could get her to come on the show and talk about it.
Yeah, that would be really, really cool. Hey, you never know. You never know. And, you know, I think that's a really great story. So thank you very much for sharing that with us. And please, let's check out the video afterwards, after the show, so you can check out all that. And it sounds really, really cute. I'm definitely going to
I have a memo here.
Wait, what did you say?
I was just handed a memo that you should check your calendar because it's April in a couple of days, and that's Squirrel Appreciation Month.
Are you serious? Or are you kidding?
They actually have a Squirrel Appreciation Day that comes later in the year, but yeah, squirrels have a month.
Wow. Squirrels have a month. That's interesting.
Expecting presents.
All right, well, we will see what we can do for Squirrel Appreciation Month. Maybe just a ton of her favorite peanuts. How about that? That sounds like a really good present.
Mm-hmm. She wants macadamias.
Okay, macadamias. All right, we'll do it.
Yeah.
If those are favorite. All right, if those are her favorite, we'll do it. We'll do it. but back on track.
I just want to know how long your hair is now.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Thank you for those random facts. Love it. And so I want to get back on track here because we are kind of all over the place tonight, and I really want to get through all of what I have to get through. And so I really want to just, like I was saying before, with Country Blast Radio, you could check us out at josieshow.com. When we're not live, we're playing, you know, constant music. So please make sure you check that out. And also, we play the best mix of all that is country, from signed and independent artists, new classic country music, and the top 30 Billboard chart-topping music, and we even have some good old Texas dancehall music. So we pretty much have everything for everybody, pretty much. So, yes. You will love it. So please make sure it's your one-stop shop, countryblastradio.com. And also, if you have an iPhone or Droid or all that fun technology, find us from the Live 365 app. So do it, and listen to us, Country Blast Radio. And so also, and if you guys haven't heard the news, I posted this on Facebook and just everywhere. We're number four. I believe we're still number four. Yes, we are. I'm very excited to announce, if you guys haven't heard it, we are number four now on the country genre for Hot Country Hits. And so that is super exciting. Country Blast Radio. Yes.
Well, while you were looking up what number we are, I think you and Tina overlooked something. The month of March, this current month, we broke the record on both Country Blast Radio and the Jersey Show for most listeners.
Wow, that is incredible. I mean, I have to thank all of you listeners out there, and I appreciate it so, so much because you guys are listening to the show and you're listening to it, you know, live and also on the archives and requesting and all that fun stuff. So you're, you know, it's all about you guys. So thank you guys very, very much, and I really, really appreciate you guys listening to us. CountryBestRadio.com. Please make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. And we constantly have great music running. And we're constantly adding new songs as well. So you might hear, you know, a lot of, you know, new songs that you haven't heard the last time you were listening. So there's a lot of different things and a lot of really cool things that we have. So please make sure you check that out. And also we had our Country Blast Radio Countdown. Yeah, Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for March, and that bettered yesterday, and so it was so, so great. Congratulations to the top 20. Will Sterling came in as number one, and also congratulations basically just to everybody who made it on that list, and pretty much, you know, all of the talented people out there with their listeners, they all got to get you guys in, you know, for our countdown, so it was really, really cool. And also, I'm going to put in my producer here because she has more information on that. And we also posted, if you want to know all the winners that were in the top 20 countdown, you could check it out. I posted it all on Facebook, so make sure you check that out on Facebook. Type in the search bar, Joyce Bassantino, and I will pop right up, and you can check that all out. Hello, my producer. Unmute yourself.
Hello. Oh, it's making all kinds of crazy noises. Can you hear me now? Oh, guess not.
No, wow, you sounded haunted.
Yeah.
That scared me. That was kind of creepy, actually. Wow, that was... Okay.
Now, any better?
No, now we don't even hear you.
Okay. Tina, put down your sippy cup and back away slowly.
Yeah, that's... Wow, that was terrifying. okay, anywho... yeah, so very simple. Just go to Josie Passantino on Facebook, and you can see all of the people who were on our top 20 for the Country Blast Radio Countdown blast for yesterday, for March. And also, while my producer finds out how she can exactly call in because all of that. I have some announcements here that I want to get to. Okay, so first off, the Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast, so I was muted there for a second, I believe. That was kind of weird. You clicked something. Oh, goodness, please stop clicking.
Why did I tell you two about pressing buttons?
Hey, I'm not clicking anything. I'm not pressing any buttons. It's all on my producer right now. It's all on Tina Marie. I didn't do a thing. But anyway, the Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for April.
Your name is Toby.
Yes. Well, yes. the Countdown Blast for April will be aired on Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m. Central. So tune in there where we're going to get our top 20. And also, next Friday on the Josie Show, my guests will be Lisa Skinner, Sean Germain, Paul at Learn Club Dance, and Chaz Wesley. So it is going to be a very jam-packed show next Friday. And also, please mark your calendars because the Josie Show Concert Series team will be heading to Texas on Saturday, April 19th for the Mickey Gilley Concert, and NetText Productions will present Country Great Mickey Gilley, which is sponsored by iCrafters, on Saturday, April 19th at the Arlington Music Hall in Arlington, Texas. And also appearing will be Cheyenne Smith Ford and Mike Crow of 92.1 Radio Fort Worth, benefiting Cowboys Who Care Foundation. And tickets are on sale at arlingtonmusichall.com. So I hope to see you all there, and I hope you guys come out to support Cowboys Who Care Foundation. And it's just going to be all around a great, great show with Mickey Gilley and also Cheyenne Smith Ford, who's going to be appearing. And so it's going to be such a wonderful, wonderful show. So please come on out.
Josie,
support.
Would you really be going to Texas? Because last time you went somewhere, your dog tried to eat some small children.
Well, luckily we found someone who's going to babysit Toby for us. So we'll be good there. yes, we have learned our lesson. No. so yes, it's going to be so, so great. I'm very excited. I've never been to Texas before, so it's going to be such a new experience, and I'm going to get to check out everything that Texas has to offer. So I am super, super excited. Now my producer says that she wants to try again here, try to get on air. All right. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Finally. Yes, we can hear you.
Excellent. I'm hearing a bunch of static, so either there's clapping or I'm causing a bigger problem. So you can hear me okay?
Yes, there was some clapping.
Okay, good. Boy, those things are hard to hear on phones. People are right. Okay. So what I'm going to do here quickly is we kind of moved some things around here. So we'll bring your guests on here shortly. We are going to actually start off with Jake Clayton, who should be with us in about 5-10 minutes. So that would be awesome. And then we'll talk to Anne-Marie. And after that, we will go ahead and talk to Jesse Hudson as well. So let me go ahead first here and tell you a little bit about our VIPs. Let's get that done, right? Okay, so our Josie Show VIPs you can find at josieshow.com, and you just click on the VIP membership tab. It's that easy. Up first is Tim Garman, who you can find at timgarmanmusic.com. He's got a new song coming out pretty soon, and there's some talk that he may be playing in Branson, so we're excited about that. Next is Larry J. Massey. You can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. And stay tuned to Country Blast Radio because each and every one of these artists are played on that station.
Tina?
Yes?
Peanut says she's confused. She thought VIP meant very important pizza and that you were going to discuss toppings. She doesn't know what's going on.
Well, tell her I'll get to the toppings here in just a second. But right now we're going over our very important people. That's what we're doing. Next is Wayne Jacobs. He is an award-winning songwriter, and you can find him at waynejacobs.co. Next, Brad Howard. You can find him at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music or reverbnation.com/Brad Howard. He has got a performance coming up, so make sure you go to his Facebook page so you can check that all out and get all those details. Next, we have Vince Anthony. You can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Make sure you check out his tour tab because he is performing all over the place. He has got a busy, busy schedule, and he's constantly adding more. I know he's heading back into the studio soon to make more music for us, so make sure you go to his site, check out his tour page. Also, go to his Facebook page, and you can go to Josie's Facebook page as well. There's a brand new picture up there of Vince Anthony holding his trophy because he was the Dream Quest Challenge winner this past year. So make sure you check him out with his trophy. Absolutely. Thank you. It was fantastic, so that's very exciting. So congratulations to Vince. We're very, very happy to have you there. Now, we have got calls coming in while I'm talking. today is a creative day, isn't it? Next is Rick Seaman. You can get Rick Seaman at facebook.com/rick.seaman.3. He's got brand new music up on Country Blast Radio, so make sure you check it out. Next is Fraser Newcomb. You can find him at frasernewcomb.com and check out all of his information. I believe he's coming to the U.S. very soon for a tour, so make sure you check that out. Next is Lace Whitworth. You can find Lace Whitworth at lacewhitworth.com. He is a fantastic traditional country music artist, so make sure you check him out. He also had the number 2 song last night on the countdown, so congratulations to him for that, for his song Tomboy. Gets tons and tons of requests. So this week we also have 2 brand new artists that have joined as VIP members. First is Mark Wildman, and we'll have an interview coming up for him soon. But you can find him at markwildman.com, and he spells that markwildman.com. You can also find him at markwildman.net, and make sure you check him out on Facebook too. And very soon we'll get some information to you on his interview coming up here on the Josie Show. And then finally, we have got Will Sterling. Will Sterling is a new VIP member. You can find him at facebook.com/ W. Sterling Music. So make sure you go ahead and you check him out. For all of these artists, type in their name, and you'll be able to find them on Facebook, that way you'll be able to keep up with all their latest news of music coming out. We won't forget Tina. And then I believe next Thursday, Will is going to be performing at the Duffline in Arkansas. So make sure you hit up his page so you can see where that is. So if you're anywhere near there in Arkansas, boom, you can hit a concert. That would be awesome. So, again, congratulations to the people who hit the countdown last night and the people that came in the first, second, and third spot. So, again, that was Will Sterling with his song Stand Up in the number one spot, Lace Whitworth with his song Tomboy in the number two spot, and then in the number three spot was Vince Anthony with his song Cheating in Your Eyes. So congratulations to all of them and everybody that made the countdown. Now, before I turn this back over to Josie, I do have...
Hey, Tina, I have a question. I went on Country Blast Radio, and there's, like, this voting thing, and, like, there's nothing to vote for. What's up with that?
Yeah, there'll be some voting things coming up there soon. We're trying to figure out what the best way for us to have a fun little voting thing, prizes, et cetera. So we're getting that figured out, and once we...
Okay, now can you do the very important pizzas?
Yeah, the very important pizzas. The best topping is sausage. There you go.
No. Pepperoni.
Okay, pepperoni. We never have pepperoni, though. Okay.
Cheese. I'm just listening to them once now.
I want walnuts.
Oh, and pineapple. Sorry.
Walnuts.
Okay, you can have whatever you want. Let's move on to the last announcement before I get back to the switchboard and see what's going on. Okay.
I'm
going to
put cream on your pizza.
Ew, that sounds nasty. All right. So, we have got some news. The third annual Hatcher Wheatley Invitational Bull Riding Benefit will be held on May 3rd. They are riding to beat the odds. All the proceeds from this event will go to the Melissa Young family and to sponsor a wish child from Make-A-Wish of Idaho. The event is going to be in North Bannock County, I hope I'm saying that right, Fairgrounds, Indoor Arena in Pocatello, Idaho. Let's make sure I'm doing that right. It's Pocatello, Idaho. It starts at 11 o'clock a.m. Bull riding starts at 1 o'clock p.m. They will have food, entertainment, a silent and live auction, raffles, and a swab drive for the National Bone Marrow Registry, and there's going to be so, so much more. So please make sure you put that down on your calendar, May 3rd.
Let's be clear on this. Josie isn't going to be riding the bull?
No, Josie will not be in the bull riding.
Never going to happen. Never going to happen.
Nope. But mark it on your calendar, May 3rd, the third annual Hatcher Wheatley Invitational Bull Riding Benefit. So make sure you write that down. It's for a fantastic cause, and it sounds like it's going to be an awesome, awesome time. All right, Joe, I'm going to turn this back to you. I'm going to head back to the switchboard. I'm going to check on our guests, and boom, we're all set.
Boom. All right.
This bull riding thing, what do they do with the bulls that don't win? Do they become like a Big Mac before the rest of them?
I do not want to know. I really don't want to know. But it's so funny. I've always had this, like, dream. Like, I really wanted to, like, ride one of those, like, fake bull riding things of how long you could, like, stay on top of it. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that anymore. But I've always wanted to, and, yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
It's on your computer getting out of bed. You really want to ride a bull?
No, maybe not. Maybe not. Yeah, you're right. When you're right, you're right. But I want to also talk a little bit about Josie's show and Josie's Country Blast Radio on how to advertise or sponsor the show. I want to get this info out before our guests come on. So, really quickly, if you want to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio, all you have to do is call 331-442-5833, or better yet, even easier, just email our station manager, Tina, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. That, again, is Tina at josieshow.com. And please, I mean, there's never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio. So please make sure you check that out and see if it's something that you would be into. And, yes. So I am going to try to get details on what, okay, well, apparently she is screening, so I'm assuming that means that our guest is here. awesome. And also, I want to give a special thanks to CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, for re-airing our shows. So to get all airing details, just click on the syndication tab on our site at josieshow.com and check all of that out. Also, going on the website, our new, you know, redesigned website, I wanted to also talk about online store. We have great, great stuff in there that Alan put in there. And we have things like, you know, clothes. We have dog clothes and dog items.
We have Alan Josie's picture across your butt.
Yes, we have that. We also have, like, I'm looking in here right now, we have, like, Christmas stockings with our logo on it and an apron and a thermo.
We have alcohol. I know Tina bought a couple of those.
Yeah. what other stuff we have? We have, a blanket wrap, which is pretty much like a Snuggie. So, yeah, we have so many different things. And
yeah,
now...
Yeah, you should wear the Jersey Shore hoodie because all dogs want to be gangster.
Exactly. It's great. So please make sure you check out that, the online store at josieshow.com. Now I want to put on my guest here tonight. So here we go. Everyone, please welcome to the show, Jake Clayton. Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Hey. Yes.
How are
you? We have to have the applause. Yes. Hi. I am so excited to have you on the show tonight. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
It definitely is. We have your songs tonight, and we're going to talk all about your music and about yourself. So it's going to be so amazing. I'm very excited.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah. So I really, first off, I want to start off with the fact that you are a multi-instrumentalist, and I think that is just so incredible learning so many different instruments, and you play about 27 different instruments.
Yes.
And can you tell us how music all started for you and how you learned 27 different instruments? How did that come to be?
Well, music started for me watching some TV growing up as a kid, probably when I was about 10, 11, 12 years old. It was around the time Garth Brooks had a bunch of TV specials on TV, and then you had the Dixie Chicks, which had all of their TV specials, and I would record those on VHS tape. And, Josie, I don't know if you remember what VHS tapes are or not, but they were the really big tapes, and we would, or I would record those shows, and our VCR had a slow function. And so I would go through and find the parts in the show where I could see the fiddle player, because the fiddle was my first instrument. So Garth Brooks' fiddle player, Jimmy Mattingly, was featured a lot in his shows, and so I could pull up his scenes and slow them down and watch how he was playing. And it's the same thing I did with the Dixie Chicks, learning how to play like Marty, the fiddle player, from there, just slow it down and watch how she played. And so that's how I learned how to play the fiddle, which was my first instrument, and that got me into my first band. And then from there, when I was in the band, there were so many songs that myself and some of the other band members wanted to do, but the rest of the band members didn't want to do them because, oh, we didn't have a dobro player, or we didn't have a banjo or a mandolin. And so one day the leader of the band just said, hey, you want to try doing something? And I was like, well, yeah, you know, I'll try to play one of these instruments. What do you want? And he said, well, I want you to play the banjo. And I told him I didn't have a banjo, but if he supplied one, I'd learn how to play it. And so that's what he did. He supplied me with a banjo, and he brought it to the show. And, you know, we rehearsed for about 45 minutes before the show, and I went out and played banjo that night on Foggy Mountain Breakdown. And so then I just kind of got the bug from there on out just to keep picking up instruments.
That is so, so cool. Wow.
Yeah, it kind of become a little, you know, thing. People come into the show, hey, can you play this? You know, try this week. And so it just kind of grew from there.
Every week, a different instrument.
pretty
you
much.
You never know
yeah.
what you'll pick up next. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that is so cool. And do you have any, you know, musical influences? I mean, who are you a fan of?
Well, you know, I'm really a fan of, you know, I'm a huge fan of the Eagles, and I'm a huge mm-hmm. fan of 90s country. You know, I'm a huge Garth Brooks fan, and, you know, just high-energy music is just really my passion. I really like a lot of what's going on in rock music right now. There actually is still rock music out there. And just aggressive music, that's my influences. You know, I like to, you know, I like to see my foot tapping, and, you know, fast music does that. And so my influences usually are just anybody that, you know, is aggressive and has up-tempo music. I'm usually a fan right away.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's so cool. I was looking at your bio, and you have done so many amazing things, had so many great, you know, experiences. And besides
I've been
your
very
own,
fortunate,
yes. Yes, yes. And, you know, besides your own music, you've toured as a musician, of course, and a backup singer with many recording artists, including huge tours with, like, Brad Paisley and Gary Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us
yep.
a little bit about these experiences? What's that like?
Well, it's pretty weird. You know, I played in Tanya Tucker's band for the good part of 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And over the time I was there, I played about 15 different instruments in her show throughout that time. And it's just really cool to get exposed to audiences as big as, you know, some of the artists I've been playing with. Like Tanya, you know, she sells out everywhere she goes. So it's really
mm-hmm.
cool playing in front of, you know, large audiences on a regular basis. And I've played everywhere from, you know, the Ryman and the Grand Ole Opry all the way up to playing at Madison Square Garden opening for Brad Paisley when I worked for Jimmy Wayne.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah.
And I bet, you know, just doing that, you know, being able to, like, travel and get to perform and play instruments with, you know, someone that you've seen on TV or, you know, listen to on the radio
yeah.
is probably such a surreal moment.
It is. You know, I grew up listening to, like, I think the best example I can give is playing for Tanya Tucker. You know, when I got called
mm-hmm.
for that gig, I was like, okay, I can thank Delta Dawn, you know, and then there was maybe, you know, another one in there that I can remember. And then I got the, you know, the song list, and I'm like, I know every one of these songs, you know. Just Tanya had so many hits, and just hearing all those songs from the radio that I knew every word of, and I didn't really have to rehearse much for her gig because I already knew the music so well. You know,
right.
it's pretty crazy to get to do those things, and I've been very, very fortunate.
Absolutely. And along with, you know, as you mentioned, being able to perform on the Grand Ole Opry and the Ryman, I mean, I read that on the Grand Ole Opry you've made 30 appearances. What is it like to be on that stage? Because I've talked to a lot of, you know, artists out there who are like, you know, it's a big dream to be on the Grand Ole Opry. I wonder what it's like. What is it like being able to do that?
It is so surreal, you know, like the differences between playing the Grand Ole Opry and then playing the Ryman are completely different things because, you know, the Grand Ole Opry that most people know out at Opryland here in Nashville where I live, it's so big and there's so much room and it's so nice and luxurious. And then you go to the Ryman downtown and it's so compact. It's absolutely beautiful and gorgeous. But it's two completely different experiences playing those places. And the really cool part about the Ryman being so small is that, like, the curtains that are the backdrop of the stage, there is about 3 feet worth of clearance between the backdrop of the curtain and the brick wall that is the building. And so everybody that's ever been on that Opry has walked through that little 3-foot-wide space coming right behind the stage. You know, everybody you can think of that you've ever listened to been on the Ryman Auditorium, when they walk across that stage, they go behind that little 3-foot section. It's just so cool. And that's about, you know, the small size of it, but it's everybody goes through it. And it's just a really cool place to be playing a show right there where all your heroes and legends, you know, have just been right there. There's not many words for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
I think that is just the coolest thing ever, you know, getting the opportunity to to be able to say that you've done that. And, you know, also I want to mention, you know, more, I mean, reading your bio was like so much fun because you, you've done so many really, really cool things. And you've also, you've done, you know, countless shows in several stations such as like GAC and CMT. And I also understand that you also played on the number one song for Thompson Square, If I Didn't Have You. Is that true?
Yes, I played cello and violin on that song. That was a pretty pretty surreal thing.
And also on one of the latest projects for Joey and Rory.
The Inspired album that they have. It's available at Cracker Barrel and Walmart nationwide, and it's a pretty cool album. You know, it's inspirational music, and I played fiddle and dobro and some banjo, mandolin, and some acoustic guitar on that album, and it's pretty cool. Josh Turner's on there singing a song, and it's, you know, it's a pretty cool album. And like I said, it's available at Cracker Barrel and Walmart. And there's a live DVD that goes with it as well.
Ooh, wow.
Yep. So it's pretty cool. You can see it instead of just hearing it.
I like that. I like being able to see it.
Yeah.
That is so cool. And both of these duos are actually, you know, favorites of mine. So when I seen that, I was like, that is incredible.
Cool. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes. And also, you know, you have such great music out, and we're about to play them in just a moment. But can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out and where my listeners can find and get their hands on all of it?
All right. Well, first thing is if anybody wants my music, you can go to my website, which is jakeclayton.com. Everything that you could want music-wise and merchandise is there. We got T-shirts, and we got all kinds of CDs up there. And all the links to my social sites are there as well. But my music is the first album that I had out or that I put out a couple of years ago was called Barnyard Stomp, and it was an entirely instrumental album. And it was just, you know, party music. I like taking, like, bluegrass instruments and putting them, you know, with rock drums and heavy guitars and stuff like that and just creating something different. And that's what we did with Barnyard Stomp, and like I said, it was, you know, all instrumental. And then last year around the holidays, we kind of spur of the moment decided to make a holiday little EP, a little six-song project for the holidays. And so it was kind of a transition album because what we're going for now with our new music is mostly with vocals, and it's real aggressive and modern and edgy. And the holiday album we did a couple of months ago is a mix of the instrumental and the vocals. So there's three instrumental tracks on there and three vocal tracks. And most of them are, you know, original material. And the holiday album is kind of a transition, you know, because we're going from being a completely instrumental project to now having the vocals. So the holiday album is kind of a little bit of its own thing. It's nothing really like what we're doing now with the new project with all the vocals. But it's definitely a good mix of different types of music that you could find from the Barnyard Stomp album, which was the first one, and then the holiday album, which was the second one. And now the new one we got coming up that's going to have all the vocals. I think there's a wide variety of music on there that people will like.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm very excited about that. And all of your other music, like you said, is available for purchase, and it's, you know, super easy to get.
Available at jakeclayton.com. Pick it up.
Super easy, yes. And we'll, after the show, we'll post that link as well on all of our pages. So just a click away. Easy,
awesome.
Easy.
Awesome, appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. Yeah. And I want to play your first song for the night called Fireside. Can you tell us a little bit about this song before we play it?
Well, you know, like I said earlier, I really like aggressive, fast toe-tapping music, and this song is not that. This song is kind of the opposite. This is like off of my the holiday CD that we put out a couple of months ago around, you know, Christmas and stuff. We wanted, you know, it's a nice kind of acoustic kind of ballad song, and I don't really do slow songs very often, so this is kind of a, you know, once in an album kind of song. You know, there's not many of these that I've done. And so this is kind of a special song, and it's just about enjoying, you know, the winter months and being with those special people that you, you know, enjoy being around, family, friends, you know, whoever it is.
Yes. I love that. And I am very excited to be playing it tonight for everybody. So let's do that right now, Fireside, and we will be right back with Jay Clayton. Be right back. Here we go. Fireside.
That weatherman on TV said this week would be a snowy one. We've been working way too hard, ain't had any time to have some fun. Roll some warm clothes in our bucket of rust, and let's go up to that cabin that my grandpa left to us. We'll go up to that cabin. Get some tequila, don't forget the salt and lime. Just forget about that old world out there. It's you and me in a jacuzzi, living it up without a care. Go up that cabin.
Back right now with Jake Clayton at the Josie Show, and also can you please give out your social networking sites and all that fun stuff for your new fans out there who are listening to you, who want to chat with you and check out?
So, all right, well, if you go to jakeclayton.com, there are links to all the social sites, but for those of you all out there who are listening right now at Twitter, it's at the Jake Clayton, T-H-E Jake Clayton. And Facebook.com/TheJakeClayton, same thing, T-H-E, Jake Clayton. And Instagram.com/TheJakeClayton.
Perfect, perfect. And also, a question that I wanted to ask, are you currently working on any other projects? I know with your new album, are you, you know, writing or planning performances, or what's been going on with that?
Well, actually, I'm in the studio as we speak right now, just taking a little break to do this interview. So we're finishing up, getting ready for this new album. So we're almost done with it. And people can check it out on Instagram and see the whole evolution of the album. We did videos from day one of production when we started back with drums and acoustic guitar all the way up to the way it is now. So that's what I'm doing, is working on this album. And we've got our next show coming up is April the 8th, and it's at the One Stop in Asheville, North Carolina. And then another one to mention is April the 26th, I'm going to be playing with Sonny Sweeney at the Country Music Hall of Fame here in Nashville.
Awesome. Wow, two amazing performances. So if anybody is out there listening that are close to any of those performances in the area, please make sure you check it out. That's awesome.
Yes, and go to my website. There's all the tour dates on there. We're going to be in states all the way across the country this year, from North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, all the way out to Colorado and Montana. We're going to be playing this year. So check out the website and the tour dates, and if you're out in the area, come out and see us. We'd love to see you.
Yes. So you're keeping busy for sure.
We are definitely, you know, I've been a touring musician ever since I moved to town about 7 years ago, and that's all I do is record and tour, whether it's with another artist, being in their band, being part of their support system, or doing my own stuff. So that's what I've been doing. And just for also the people that want to know a little bit more about the music, if you sign up on the mailing list at my website, you can download one song from each of the three albums that we have. So for free, just for signing up on the mailing list, so you can get kind of a taste of all the different types of music.
I like that. That is such a cool thing. So the mailing list, make sure. That's one of your musts that you have to check out, people.
Yeah.
After the show. Awesome. I like that. And we have another one of your songs here tonight called Hey, and we will be right back. Let's play it, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Here we go. Here's Hey.
Oh,
was Hey, and that was the instrumental, and I couldn't help but completely dance to that. I just love it so much.
Cool. Yeah, if you guys check out my website, there's a video for that song on there, and you can see me playing all the different instruments kind of like in live time.
Okay,
so
that is
you get to see me
so
playing
cool.
The different things, the fiddles and the banjos and all that. Just if you want a visual to go with it, there's a place to check it out.
I'm definitely going to have to do that after the show because it's such a really, you know, I love the song so much because I love the sounds and just I loved everything about it.
Thank you very
much.
I appreciate it.
Yes, I'm definitely going to have to check out that video after the show. I know where I'm going to be. I also a little birdie had, you know, told me that there is, you know, behind the head fiddle trick thing that you do. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, about probably 7 or 8 years ago, a guitar player buddy of mine, we were kind of playing around in a show going back and forth, not like really dueling, but just kind of playing around, and he put the guitar behind his head and started playing it, and I was like, huh, and I tried it with the fiddle, and I was like, get my arm to get that high, and I was like, yeah, it'll work, and so, I play the fiddle behind my head, and sounds the same, only if you play it with a fiddle bow. I've had people ask me to play it with different things, and there's an artist I work with who used to have me play it with a coat hanger. And there was another one that had me play it with a guitar stand. And, you know, it kind of makes the right sounds, but, you know, it's not that cool to do it with, you know, a coat hanger or a beer bottle or something like that. That's just more or less for show. But if you can play the fiddle, put it behind your head, and you can play it with your regular fiddle bow, and it sounds really good and looks pretty cool from the stage.
I bet. Wow, I have never, ever seen anything like that before. I would love to see that one of these days.
Yeah, we'll have to get you out to the show.
I am definitely there. Please, I would love that. One of these days,
cool.
I will. Awesome, cool. Awesome. Yes, and I have some more fun questions here for you.
All right.
That I love. Yes. So the first one being, what is one of your greatest career memories so far? What would you say?
Greatest career memory so far.
Yes.
I think playing in China on Mount Liaoshan with the Taoist monks was probably my favorite thing that I've ever got to do. You're right there on the ocean on top of a mountain, and you're there with these, you know, monks. They're in robes, and, you know, they have the long beards, and they have the instruments that they have made, you know, that's out of, I mean, not to be derogatory, but they can make really cool stuff out of, like, driftwood, and, you know, I mean, these instruments were amazing, and to sit there and play with them, have a conversation, because we couldn't understand each other, so it was like, okay, I'm going to play something, and now you play something, and to sit there and have a musical conversation back and forth with somebody that you could not talk to, was probably one of the coolest things I've got to do. Plus, you're on top of a mountain overlooking the ocean. I mean, it was just probably one of the coolest things I've ever got to do. I mean, above Madison Square Garden and above playing any other stage that I've been on, I think that was probably my favorite thing that I've ever got to do.
Yeah, I would say that would be a definite highlight because not a lot of people can say that they have done that. Wow.
It was worth the 16-hour plane ride.
I bet.
Yep.
Wow, yeah. Wow, that is incredible. I mean, wow. And, you know, another fun question here for you. What are some fun things that you like to do, some hobbies, when you're not working on your music, on your downtime?
Well, I have, ever since I was about 10 years old, I have cooked. I used to cook all the meals in my house for my parents. Because my mother would work all day and she would, you know, come home, and I just, you know, saw so many times her come home and just be so wore out and not want to cook dinner, and it was just like, okay, well, I'll do that. So I really, really love to cook. That's one of my therapies.
That's awesome.
So I don't care what it is. You want it, I'll cook it.
So cool. What is your favorite thing to cook and make?
Well, I'm a really big fan of Italian food. Honestly, I'm a fan of any kind of food that has tomatoes. I'm a huge tomato fan. So, you know, Hispanic food is awesome. Italian food is amazing. Although I did make some stroganoff for a friend today, and that's one of my favorite things to make. You know, you do it, you know, real stroganoff, not just, you know, something out of a box. It's pretty cool.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
That sounds so good. That's awesome. I mean, hey, you have to have something that you like to do on your downtime and to keep you sane, so that's a good one.
Yep.
Very, very good
one. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, we are running out of time here, but one of the questions... Yeah, I know. Time just flies by, seriously. But we would love to have you back on anytime, all right? Anytime.
Cool. Sounds good. It would be awesome.
Awesome. Yep. But the last question here for you is, where would you love to perform that you haven't performed yet? What would you say?
Well, see, there's a lot of things. You know, a lot of these places I've played, I was playing with another artist. So, you know, I have always wanted to go back to a lot of these really cool places that I have played with these artists, you know, like the Opry and stuff like that, Ryman, and actually do them as myself, you know, instead of playing for somebody else, which it's really awesome to do, but that would just be a whole different level to go to. So the list is too short to really narrow it down, but, you know, I'd like to go back to these places and play these shows again with my own music. So.
That's a good one. And, and here's another really, really good question we just have been asked. I know you've worked with, you know, so many different people, but who would you like to work with that you haven't worked with yet? What artist would you say?
Wow, that's a very, very good question.
Yes.
With all the people, I think I have done so many shows with so many different artists and been on, guitar pulls. Where it'll be, you'll be on stage with the artist you're playing with. It's real acoustic, you know, just you and the artist. And then there'll be other different acts that are on the same bill, and you'll be there on stage with them. So I've got to share the stage with some of these people I'm about to mention, and one of them in particular I'd love to work with is the band Perry. I've been a huge fan of theirs since their music come out, and, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, and there's somebody I'd really like to work with. You know, one of the other people that would come to mind would be Thompson Square, and I got to do that last year, playing on their album. So that was pretty cool. I'd like to do some live stuff, but some of those artists I've worked with, again, with other artists, I'd like to come back and work with them on my own. So I think I think Van Perry would be up there.
That's a really good one. Hey, whoever's listening that knows people who knows people, come on, make it happen. Make it happen.
Cool.
Yes, come on. There has to be a petition somewhere. We have to do that. That would be amazing. Petition time, people, petition time. I think that would be so, so cool. And thank you so, so much for taking the time out of recording to chat with us. I really appreciate it.
It was very fun. I had a great time, and thanks to everybody out there for listening.
Oh, yes. Thank you so, so much. And once your album releases, we'd love to promote it, or, you know, we could have you up for an update, whatever you'd like. That would be so cool. We'd love it.
Cool. Sounds awesome.
Sounds good. Thank you so, so much, Jake Clay and everybody. Thank you so much.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Bye-bye. Jake Clay. We love talking with him. Yes. He deserves an applause. All right, now I'm very excited to announce my next guest. So everyone, please, please welcome Anne Marie Caserno. Yeah. <Woo-hoo>. Hello.
Howdy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
I'm doing so great. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Gonna be good.
Yep, it's very exciting.
Yes. So we have a lot to talk about, and also we're going to play some of your great music tonight, so I'm very excited about that. It's going to be so good.
Awesome.
Can't wait. Yes. So I really want to start off by saying you pretty much do it all. you wear a lot of hats. you know, with everything that you do. So how did you first off get started in the field of entertainment? How did you get started with this?
The first, well, I think it was born in my blood when I was just very, very little. So from a very, very young age, I was very grateful to have teachers, we're talking all the way back to elementary school, that just recognized that I loved to create, draw, write music, play piano. I used to play violin, saxophone, mm-hmm. and I loved to sing. So probably all the way from kindergarten, where I was a flower, okay, and Mary Poppins from third grade to just being very involved in drama, theater, and choir, mm-hmm. and anything musically related all through my school years, and going and continuing through high school, where I had some wonderful, wonderful teachers that were just very supportive and, you know, very informative, and I just sucked it all in like a sponge. Mm-hmm. I loved it and chose then to go on to college and study musical theater, and that opened up a whole other world of entertainment and mm-hmm. some student loans also, but
right.
But you got to do what you love, and yeah. I had some awesome teachers, and it was very intensive, and
that's awesome. Very, very cool. And, you know, you've performed in dinner theaters, cruise ships, and comedy shows. Can you tell us about some of those experiences, being able to perform doing that kind of stuff? That's really, really cool.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's really, really cool. So how did that come to be? Like, you know, performing on, you know, cruise ships and comedy shows. Do you just, you know, find these, or do they come to you? How do you make that happen?
Well, really cool. I think it's all a layering effect. You know, when you first go, let's say college, you're learning music, theater, and dance, and you think, wow, you know, I get to do all these things. But really, you're developing skills. And I can only compare it to, say, Bette Midler or Cher or some of these artists mm-hmm. that they take all their talents, and as you grow and as you go from one job to the next or travel, you're kind of, in my mind, I'm always asking myself, how do I incorporate all these layers of learning and talent and creativity, and how do I put them all into one show? So mm-hmm. as I started off in my young career, you know, first it was traditional dinner theater and stage shows with music, singing, and dancing. But then I was hired at Disney World, for example, for a comedy show. And I will say I was a novice. I was totally green. You know, I was around very mm-hmm. experienced comedians. And, of course, I wanted to learn. And you learn just from getting in there and really watching your fellow peers. And it's the same here out in Nashville, and learning music and performing. I think it's very important to network, to ask questions, and share knowledge and trade ideas. And the professionals do that. The professionals mm-hmm. aren't afraid to give you information and give you encouragement and help you. And I always ask questions. So I was very lucky to work with some really great people that, I mean, some of them have gone on to television and film and have their own shows. Like I worked with Wayne right. Brady. I worked with people that now own their own repertory theaters and people that I went to college with. And I try and take all those things, whether it's comedy, and I try and put it towards the song. So like a lot of my songwriting might incorporate real traditional country. Some is more pop. Some is more musical theater. And then some is kind of ironic or sarcastic. And it's all an expression of yourself. So I just want to kind of put all those talents and keep putting it on layers upon layers to be the best that I can really be.
Right. And, you know, you really do that. And you've done so many different things. Like, you've tried celebrity impersonation. I read somewhere that you have tried that, and you got to perform, you know, like you said, Disney World, Busch Gardens, Universal Studios. So tell us how that came to be, celebrity impersonation. When did you do that?
Well, I really enjoyed some of these artists, and I liked making my own costumes, and yeah. I would book myself. When I was back in Florida, I would just call talent agents, and I was cold. It's not like they knew me, but you got to put it out there. And I would make my own promotional packages and videos and costumes, And I say, I'll be a master of ceremonies for you, but I'm going to do it as a celebrity. But I'm going to do comedy, and I'm also going to do audience participation, and I'm going to get your corporate president up for American Express or whatever company was having this convention. And I'll say, whatever information you want me to, you know, bring as far as the company convention, but I'm also going to entertain you. We're going to sing. We're going to dance. We're going to get everybody up, and it's going to be fun. And so I would actually tailor make some of my shows based on what they asked for. I would have agents that say, we need a Hans and Franz impersonator. I don't know if you ever remember Saturday Night Live. We need Hans and Franz impersonator tomorrow. We'd be like, sure, we'll do it. Because me and my entertainer friends, we would do anything for money. And we always just thought it was great because you never knew what somebody was going to ask you to do. So I had done everything from comedians to Cher to Janis Joplin to Bette Midler to Barbara Streisand to just being, say, maybe a comedic part that was coming in doing maybe a surprise singing telegram for the president of Chase Manhattan Bank or something like that. And it was fun because you got to write your own script and kind of direct your own music and pretty much present yourself in any creative way that you thought was going to be fun and entertaining. And so it's not only a challenge, but it's also, it's a lot of fun. And I love making people laugh. I really do.
Absolutely. And it sounds like a lot of fun for those, you know, fans in the audiences because they got to participate and, you know, be involved. Those are always the fun type of performances.
Yes, and you get to travel. And once I worked on an all-Russian cruise ship, and I can tell you that that really was an eye-opening experience because the entertainers like myself that did the singing and dancing, we probably got paid far more than what the rest of the staff and crew were all Russian. And I learned a lot, not only about culture, but about humility and about, you know, different backgrounds that we really have it pretty good in America, and that there are a lot of countries that don't have the incomes and the opportunities that we have. But, you know, being an entertainer, you have to be willing to kind of jump off the boat or get on the boat or go wherever and be very flexible. Sometimes you might feel homeless and poor and broke, but there's always something very deep in your heart that you just, you know, you can't let go of it, that you always have to do music, you always have to perform. And it's something that's made me meet a lot of very wonderful people and travel and have experiences that, you know, you can always go to that 9-to-5 job. And I do not knock anybody that does that. You know, everybody that has families or works hard, there's a part of us all that, you know, have a place. But to really challenge yourself or to say, you know what, I know I can do this, but I have this dream, and so I'm going to take these chances for my dreams. And I can honestly say 2 years ago, I packed up all my stuff, and I said, I know I want to get more involved in music. I had been doing a lot of bands and a lot of comedy. I said, I really want to get back into songwriting. And so I packed up my car and my two cats, and I drove to Nashville, and I didn't know a single soul.
Wow.
And but I did it. You know, I wasn't married. I didn't have children. And, you know, it was, there was really no excuse to say, you know what, you can think about it or say, I wish I could do this, or you could just say, I'm going to do it. And so I did it. And I've been out here just about 2 years, and good things are starting to happen for me now.
Yes. See, now that is the meaning of following your dream. You literally followed your dream all the way to Nashville. So I think that
absolutely
is amazing. Yeah. Yes. That is such a cool thing that you did. Hey, if you love it, you have to, you know, really go for it. And you did. So that's a really good example for all those people out there. It doesn't matter. You gotta do it. And, I, you know, as you said, then you started with your music, and we have your music tonight. But can you tell us about some of the music that you currently have out right now, where we can find it, if it's for purchase, all that fun information?
Sure. I'm on a couple different music sites. The one that I actively probably most do where you can purchase and hear or even just listen to free plays without any cost is on Reverb Nation. It's ReverbNation.com, Amplified Sound. of course, I always say to people that always ask, well, what do I do? Because I do so many things, and they can find a lot of my history just by Googling my name, Anne Marie Paserno, on the Internet. And if a lot of people don't believe that, but then they Google my name and they find about 40, 50 pages. Then they'll find everything from articles to comedy videos to my original music to theater productions to newspaper articles. To, and it's just, it really is kind of neat, the power of the Internet. And things like The Josie Show and Internet radio, I do highly support because when we were children, and I know you're a lot younger than me, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I know I got a few years on you, Josie. But when we grew up, we pretty much just had the radio. And we had, well, the old 8 tracks, I remember, with my dad playing B.J. Thomas and George Jones and those, you know, very traditional artists. And in television, I grew up on Sonny and Cher and Carol Burnett and the Mandrell sisters, and I think the Gong Show, if that gives away my age a little bit. But I really do believe that young people today, such as yourself, that get out there and, you know, do these innovative things, we have exposure to so many more things, you know, on the Internet, on the radio, on television. We have so much media, and that's why I think so many young people and even children today are so brilliant. They really are. They just, they have so much education from just what's out there on free media. So, like I said, if you were to Google my name, you just find kind of my history and how I kind of grew and came along as a performer. And, you know, I think Internet radio and all that is just such a wonderful thing to get original artist music out there, because there are so many talented people. And not everybody makes it to Hollywood or maybe to the CMA Awards, but there, I'm here in Nashville, and every day, like right now, in Nashville is Tin Pan Alley, and the Songwriters Festival is going on. There is some place that you can go all day, every day, through this entire weekend, with just wonderful musicians playing and wonderful songwriters, and it really is, it just constantly motivates you to even be better and inspires you to be musically inclined. So that's kind of why I came here, and I really do enjoy what I do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you are totally right about, you know, Googling. I always say, when in doubt, Google, because you pretty much can find everything. And so type in your name. That's what I did. And everything is up there, your website, everything. So please make sure you check that out, get to know more. And also here, let's play your first song that we have called First Dance. Can you tell us a little bit about this song before we play it? What's this song about?
This song, First Dance, is a wedding song. And this is probably one of my more traditional country songs, because I do like to write a lot of variety, especially with a musical theater background and having comedy. Some of my songs can be a little comic, but this one definitely is traditional country. It's a traditional wedding waltz. It's for, you know, that first dance of the bride and groom that have just said that they will love and cherish through thick and thin, richer or poorer, for better or worse, all those things that have just exchanged their marriage vows. And this is their dance out on the dance floor. And it's a nice traditional country song. And I did an arrangement with just some very simple guitar and keyboard strings, and some very nice backup vocals, and I really like it a lot. I think it's a nice, beautiful love song.
I am very, very excited to be able to play it for everybody tonight, and it sounds like it's a really, really sweet one. So let's do it right now, called First Dance, and we will be right back with Anne-Marie Paserno. We'll be right back. Here we go.
Will you let me have one dance all alone in the moonlight?
Yeah, there's a little bit of delay.
I want your smile on my shoulder.
I like this song.
And your eyes with that shy glance. I'll kiss your lips as we're parting, and give a promise of truth. dancing. It'll only be you. It'll only be you. At sunrise and you at sunset, your hand in my hand. I'll never forget the day. I want to share all your laughter, dry your tears, fade your sorrow, share our memories together, dare to dream for tomorrow. You've been my friend and my lover, stayed around like no other, even though I was bothered, I knew I could lean on you.
And that was First Dance, and we're back now with Anne-Marie Pisernal. Hello, and also, I've seen that you have a new mobile app for your music page. Is that correct?
Yes, I do, and I just got a new smartphone, but I'm still learning how to use it. I had an old, we had an old flip phone for 7 years, and I said, this thing, it ain't broke, it works, it makes calls, it gets calls. What's wrong with it? Everybody had their little fancy smartphones. And so I finally upgraded, and so when I got on my Reverb Nation page, I saw that they have that. But it's kind of neat because it makes it simpler. It's a wonderful, like I said, technology is just so great because you can, right from your phone, you can see what's going on from news to music to an event around town. In fact, like I said, it's been a songwriters festival here in Nashville, Tennessee. And I happened to be at a place called The Row, where some very wonderful songwriters that wrote for Garth Brooks, Wood Newton and Jimbo Henson and Mark Allen Burnett, were playing, and I happened to tweet it. And a couple songwriter friends that I had never met on Facebook but had always talked about happened to see that post, and they popped in. They said, "We saw your post," and that's the beauty of the Internet. You know, so they came in and said, you know, we saw this, that was going on, and we're here, and it's a great thing. And so smartphones, I'm getting in with the times here, you know.
Yes.
Learning how to do it.
That is amazing. And it's really cool, though, that you're able to use that, you know, people can find your music page on, you know, mobile. It's easy. So I like that. I really like that. And also, can you give social networking sites where people can chat with you, the links for those?
Well, I'm on twitter.com/amplifiedsound. I am also on YouTube, youtube.com under Amplified Sound. On Facebook, I have two pages. One's my music page under Amplified Sound, and I also have my personal Facebook page, which is under Anne-Marie Pisernal. There's a lot of other websites, you know, and you keep going and you start getting a book of all your passwords. It takes a while to maintain until you finally have to get probably a staff and crew to help them maintain them for you. But those are the key ones that I use the most. and probably also SoundCloud and a music site called SoundClick. But they all, the wonderful thing about all those is that they all kind of interface with each other. So also Google Plus. Google has really upgraded a lot, so they interface with YouTube and Twitter. So really you could put something on your music page and you see it go out to really a lot of other places as well. And some have more international bases than others. I'm sure you're on Google Plus, and Twitter, of course, is wonderful. They all have a lot of different – you have to kind of tailor it towards the information you're looking for or wanting to promote or find out about. But people are really into what's current, and so it's a great way to stay on top of what's happening.
Yes, it really is. It really is. And also, it's really cool, you know, to chat with your, you know, favorite artists on there as well. So your new fans who are listening to you right now could chat with you and get to know you better, and it's very easy, you know. I like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've made some wonderful friends. I think I have somebody out in Germany and somebody that's Dutch. And I don't – sometimes I'll go to, and I'll connect with them, and they're fans of my music, and I'll look at their Facebook page, and I don't understand anything they have on there. It's in a foreign language. But they have this wonderful little thing that says Bing translation. You click on it, and it will say whatever. If it's all Gold Morgen and Dostichuk, whatever it says. And you click on the translation and say, hey, good morning, and it's 54 degrees here.
So cool.
And I'll copy and paste the translation or put the Russian on my page. People just go crazy because they think
so
I either speak it. But it's a wonderful thing. You know, we all speak a common language, and music is also another great way to communicate. It's just such a wonderful gift.
Yeah, it really is. It's so universal. And that's also a really cool thing about the Internet is you can connect with people from, like you said, Germany and all over the place that you not normally would be able to talk to, you know? It's really, really neat.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, yes. And I want to mention, you know, you work with Charlie Wayne Feltz for promotion and talent. Can you tell us a little bit about working with them? He's so great.
Yes, Charlie Wayne and Margie Sue. Hopefully you're going to play one of my songs called Gotta Get Some of That, because when they got married, that was just their favorite all-time song. But they're great people. They work very, very hard. And like I said, you know, you have a lot of people that might be selfish in the industry. They are not selfish. They work very, very hard. They're very into networking, sharing information.
Mm-hmm.
I do also want to say thank you to Bruce Wallace. He is an A&R rep and associated with Warner Chappell, and he's done a lot for me over the past couple months, helping to get my music out there. And we kind of met through the power of the Internet, too. Me and Bruce haven't met personally, but I had broken my foot. In fact, I still have a cast on my ankle.
Oh.
I broke my ankle in December, and I'm on month four of a cast and crutches.
Oh, man.
And, you know, they kind of saw my personal story, and we ended up talking. But, yes, Charlie Wayne really works hard here in Nashville. And he really networks with a lot of other great people in the industry, like Kenny Lee and Jimmy Parker, another great country artist I believe you interviewed last week. And wonderful person, Jimmy Parker. I go out to a lot of his shows, and he's a very, very generous, kind artist that invites you up on stage and lets you sing with him. And we'll do a little Tammy Wynette and George Jones, and he'll let me play some of my originals. So, you know, I really appreciate the professionals here out in Nashville.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's so cool. You know, I've been to Nashville maybe a couple times, a few times, and it's so cool because you can run into anybody and they either play an instrument or can sing or a songwriter. It's so musical. It's hilarious. It's so cool.
It is.
I mean,
I am always just in awe of some wonderful, wonderful talents. Everything from, you know, there might be some little hole-in-the-wall places, and you'll see the most fabulous musician coming in that, you know, Bobby's Idle Hour, down off Music Row, has been there for years, owned by, he goes by Lizard, the owner. I just played there last night. Just some wonderful players that they encourage, you know, not only uniqueness and originality, but songwriting. And you have to think about it. You know, not everybody might have a hit record or there's so much diversity to music, but everybody has a message and everybody has something in their heart that they want to put out there. And it's wonderful that all these venues really support the songwriters here in town.
It is true. It is so true. I just think that is so amazing. I love Tennessee. You know, and I also, we have another song here that we're going to play called My Love Stories. So let's play that right now, and we'll be right back. Do we have that one? Let's see. All right, here we go. Let's play it. My
okay.
Love Stories. All right, be right back.
Cinderella got Prince Charming, Snow White too, Rapunzel let her hair down, found her love was true. I believed in fairy tales when I was a girl. I've since lived and loved and lost and found more stories in the world. I met a lion, met a lover, I met the devil and the cowboy. Well, the devil made a lie.
Got to get some of that. We do have that, and we are going to play that a little bit later on tonight, so I'm excited about
awesome.
That. Yes. So that is very, very cool. And also, a question I always love to ask, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works as of right now?
Absolutely. Like I said, once again, the power of the Internet.
Yes.
Somebody that I had probably corresponded with back and forth on Facebook, and I guess he went to my YouTube and saw videos and saw some things that I had done at Writer's Nights, you know, live performances. And he called me a couple days ago and wants me to play keyboards and help do some recording on some of his songs, but also do arranging on some of my songs. So I've got some things in the work for hopefully some touring coming up soon and a live band. And it's a mix of music, because I would say that his music is a little bit more, I would say, jazzy, and maybe a little bit like John Mayer, but he does also like the traditional country and some of the pop sounds that I do. So we're gonna put it all together. It's going to be kind of a different sound. I mean, it might have some country and blues roots, but we're also going to be using stand-up bass and percussion, and we think it's going to be a really great sound.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be such a new great sound, and I'm very excited to see, you know, what happens with that. That's amazing. I'm excited to hear
it. Yep, and then, of course, we're always writing, and, you know, like you said, with a lot of my experience, some of it just happens mm-hmm. that you meet people, and you have that opportunity to go in a slightly different direction, whether it's a comedy show or music, but I really am... now, at this point in my career, trying to incorporate all of it, my dream show would be to incorporate original music with theater, mm-hmm. actors, dance, and a script, and present that here in Nashville. And that's something that I've been developing and writing for a while and trying to get all those pieces in place so I can get them, some of the musicians and songwriters here in Nashville, involved where they can not only showcase their music, but it's not just a concert. It's going to have a story from beginning to end, and I think it's going to be a great production.
Wow, that sounds like it would be a lot of fun and would be like a really, really cool show that, you know, a lot of fans would just love to get involved in. I mean, I would love that. I would love to see something like that.
Yeah, because it's going to have a little something for everybody in it, you know, from
yeah.
actors that are playing the parts and characters with a whole storyline in that, but then original songwriters' music and, of course, dance, costumes, lighting, and of course with this day and age you also want to incorporate video and special effects, and I just want to put it all there in the biggest, best show that I can possibly produce. And it's coming together slowly and surely, but I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I definitely want to check that out. You know, if when that happens, you have to let us know about it, because I would love to have you back on. Yeah, and do something fun with it. That would be really, really cool. And we actually are running out of time here, but I have one last question for you. It's a fun question that I'd love to ask.
Okay.
All right. So what do you like to do? What do you like to do for fun, some hobbies, when you're not working on your music? Everyone has to have a downtime. What would you say?
hobbies. Believe it or not, well, there's a couple things. I love kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have a few little adoptees of my own.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them I left back in Florida. I spent 20 years in Florida before coming out to Nashville. And I like to kind of mentor them. I love teaching voice, especially disadvantaged children.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody I also promote on my Facebook page called Hannah the Warrior Princess.
Mm-hmm.
She suffers from a serious medical disease called Apert's. A-P-E-R-T-S, Apert's syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It causes somewhat, I guess, a cranial deformity, a lot of pain. She's a very sweet young little girl. She does karate
mm-hmm.
and travels. Her parents help promote her page for her. I love to sometimes champion for some of those other disadvantaged kids. And that's what I like to do in my downtime, is help teach and also just promote causes for other people that might not, you know, enjoy some of the simpler things that we enjoy, you know, or that we take for granted, basically.
Right.
There are some people that have to work very hard to just have a normal life, particularly those with health issues. And children always
mm-hmm.
get me in the heart. So I have a couple children. In fact, one I think I just sent a little message to, said, you need to check out the Josie Show, because I believe you started out, what, at age, was it 13 or 15?
Yeah,
when he started
14,
radio?
Actually.
Okay.
Yeah, 14.
Yeah. And his name is Cole N. Footit. A rather unusual name, but I believe his father works here in Nashville down at the Grand Ole Opry. But he is just a young man that probably started at about age 13, really wanting to get into the history of traditional country music. And so he really loves writing about all the great country legends. And he emailed me, and I said, you know what, you know, this Josie, she started her own show, and maybe you should think about it. You know, about music history and put that, you know, not just on your page, but, you know, maybe you could get
mm-hmm.
your own radio station. He was very excited. So I think you have a new fan out there somewhere, Josie.
I like that. That's amazing. Hey, you never know. And I think that's so, so cool. And he definitely should. I would listen to it. That sounds like it would be a really, really great show, music history.
Yeah, I was very impressed. I went to his page, and I saw, you know, adults like myself and just people that were so grateful that he was trying to keep traditional country music alive. And I know I write a lot of different styles of music, and some have some pop influence. And but he is a young man, you know, coming out of from being just a young boy, getting into his teen years now, and he's got an adult audience on Facebook that is just very grateful of all the knowledge that he shares. He's definitely a writer. I'm not sure yet if he's a musician. I think his father is, which has influenced him greatly. But I do enjoy his posts, and I think, you know, those are definitely the stars of tomorrow. They really are.
I agree. It doesn't matter what age either. I mean, hey, if you want to do whatever you want to do, hey, do it. That's what I say. Try it.
Yep.
You know, you might like it. Yeah. That's so cool. You know, I have to say, you were just so much fun to talk with, and thank you so much for coming on the show, taking time out of your day to come on, and we'd love to have you back on any time, okay? We would love that.
That would be absolutely awesome, Josie, and we really appreciate what you do for music and independent artists like myself, and it's been a real pleasure.
Aw, thank you so much, and I loved having you on. We would love to have you back on any time, and I hope you have a great
night. All right. Well, we'll still be listening to the show.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful night, Josie. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye. Awesome. That was Anne Marie Pizzorno. And so please make sure you check out everything that she has, you know, on the Internet and all that fun stuff. And we still have a song of hers that we still really want to get to tonight. So now let me get to my next guest. Everyone, please welcome back to the show, Jesse J. Hudson. Yes. Hello.
What's going on? Hey, Josie, how are you?
We are doing so great. How are you? Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, no problem. Been doing good. Working.
Good. Yes, keeping busy.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, you have had a lot of things going on since we've, you know, last talked. But first, I really kind of want to start from the beginning where when you first, you know, found your talent for music. I mean, when did you find out that you wanted to do this?
Oh, wow. I was 2 years old when I first started singing and stuff. Billy Ray Cyrus was my idol.
Love it.
Yeah.
So cool.
I even had a mullet, just like Billy Ray Cyrus.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I think my
grandmother, she still has pictures of me in my little mullet while I was two.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I need those
pictures.
But those
won't ever be posted.
I was just going to say, dang. All right. Oh, but that's so cool. So you started out pretty young when you really got into music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. And now you have your band, Jesse J. Hudson Band. Can you give a shout-out to everybody in your band and what roles everybody plays?
Yeah, my right-hand man has to be Lex. He's my bass player.
Awesome.
He's probably listening to the show. What's up, Lex?
Hey.
And Mitch Smigelski, he's my lead guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Groves is our drummer.
Sweet.
And,
so you all make
we
a
got,
really good
we,
team. Mm-hmm.
We have five people in our band. So the last person is Ken Harrison. He's our steel guitar player.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You guys make a really great team. And you can tell by the music, too. And you guys like each other, which also helps.
Well, we all like that traditional country sound. I mean, we all grew up listening to, you know, Hank Williams and Alan Jackson and all the legends, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So
and would you
we
say
like that traditional
kind of,
country.
Yeah, and would you say that's kind of like your style as well with the band? Stick with
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I like that. And, you know, you have new music out. I know you have a new CD coming out, I should say. It's coming out called Cowboy Tough, and it should be available on April 15, and people could still, you know, pre-order, though, right? They can still
yes,
get it.
Yes, yeah, their pre-orders are still open, and we accept all of them. So keep them coming.
Perfect. And they can do that on your website, right? Is that the best place?
Yeah, they can pre-order the CD. If they want to pre-order the digital copy, you can go to my Reverb Nation page, which is Reverb Nation / Jesse J. Hudson Band. Or you can email me directly on my Facebook, which is Jesse J. Hudson Band.
Perfect, perfect. And can you tell us a little bit about this CD, you know, what's kind of some stuff that we could expect to hear?
It's country. I mean, I had mm-hmm. some people tell me from different radio stations that it's true country for them. But
wow.
I don't understand what true country or true country would be, but,
right.
you know,
like
it's got the traditional country feel, but, you know, there is some rock tones in there and trying to keep it lively. I don't want to bore nobody.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to hear it. And once it releases, I'm pretty sure it's going to be, like, on Amazon and iTunes where we can get it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Good, good. Awesome. Yeah, and you have to definitely, when that all releases, you have to let us know, you know, so we can promote it and, you know, put it on the show or whatever you would like on the station. That would be really cool.
I will definitely do that.
Sweet, sweet. So we have a lot to look forward to with that. I'm very excited to check out the music for the new CD. And also we have your title track here that we would love to play called Cowboy Tough. So let's play that now, right? I'm excited.
Awesome.
Awesome, awesome. Here we go. Cowboy Tough by Jesse J. Hudson, and we will be right back. Check it out. That was Cowboy Tough, and that is the title track of Jesse J. Hudson's upcoming CD, Cowboy Tough. And I also want to get out, you know, your information, like, you know, your website or social networking sites where people can keep up with all your latest news and talk with you, chat with you.
Well, we don't have a website just yet, but like I said earlier, we got Reverb Nation, and I'm always on Facebook, so, because I always like to talk to people and get their input on everything.
Mm-hmm. Perfect, perfect. Yes, I am, well, you know this already. I'm a friend on your page, so everyone, become a friend. You are awesome. You respond. You're great. So please make sure you add him after the show, Jesse J. Hudson. Super easy.
Absolutely.
To do. Yes, yes. And I also want to mention you are currently working with Charlie Wayne Felt Promotion and Talent. Can you tell us a little bit about how, you know, tell us a little bit about that, you know, how it is working with them and, you know, and also I also seen that you work with R&R Records as well. Can you tell us a little bit about
that? Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, Charlie's awesome. He's a cool guy to work with. He's easy to work with, and he really works hard for us. We've been working together for, I don't even know how long now. but he's done so much for us, and we appreciate him and his wife. Mm-hmm. They both do a really good job. His team over there is amazing. As far as R&R goes, they're amazing too. Ron Dennis Wheeler, he's the owner, and I contact with him every day. He's another amazing person to be in contact with and just to work with, because he's worked with so many different artists. He knows what he's doing, that's for sure.
Yeah, you have a really great support and team behind you. You know what I mean? To get things going. Yeah. You need that. It's important. Mm-hmm. You need that team. And, you know, I know that you are really keeping quite busy, you know, with your CD release, which is, you know, a huge, huge thing. And, you know, but however, do you have any other, you know, projects you are currently working on or coming up shortly that you could tell us a little bit about? What's been going on with that?
Projects. Right now I'm just kind of laying low until the CD comes out. I mean, we're promoting it all we can right now, but I don't have time for side projects. I'm a dad, so.
Yeah, right. That also keeps you very busy, of course.
Very busy.
Yes. Yes, but you seem like you really keep a great balance, though. You know, you do what you love, and also you have a family as well to think about, so.
Yeah.
Keep busy.
Yeah. My family comes first.
Absolutely, absolutely. As it should be. And, you know, I am very, very excited because we have more songs of yours here. But first, I wanted to mention a congratulations. You were at number 15 on Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for Sunday Father. Woo!
I've seen that. Awesome.
Yes. Big time congratulations, and it's really well deserved. Sunday Father is an amazing, amazing song. So if you guys haven't heard it, please make sure you do. And also it's on rotation at our, you know, at countryblastradio.com, so you can hear it there too. So you'll be able to find it. But we have your song Wasted that we would love to play right now, okay? Let's
That's
do
a good
it.
Song.
Yes, I know. It definitely is. So let's do it. This is Wasted by Jesse J. Hudson. Be right back.
Jail, Lord, I was wasted.
that was Wasted by Jesse J. Hudson, and we're back right now. And we still have the song She Thinks I Love to Make Her Cry, so we're going to still play that tonight from Jesse J. Hudson. But, Jesse, I have another question here for you, a fun one. But, you know, who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career? It could be a songwriter, a fellow artist, or musician. Who would you say? Hello? Jesse J. Hudson, you there? I think we lost him.
Hello?
Technology. Oh, there you are. Boom. Hello. That was weird. That was crazy.
I pushed the wrong button. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You're fine. You're fine. I thought we were having some kind of weird haunted moment, so I had double check. But who has made a big impression on you in your career, would you say?
That's kind of a hard question. I met so many different people. It's really hard to choose just one person.
That's true. That is a tough one. Here, I got a great one. Who would you love to meet that you haven't met yet? An artist. Who would you say?
I would love to meet Keith Whitley, but I know that would never happen.
Right.
I'd have to say Trace Atkins.
That's a good one. That's a good one, too. Yes. And it's funny, right when you said that, my producer did a little happy dance, because apparently she wants to meet him, too. Who doesn't? Who doesn't want to meet him? Yeah. Who doesn't want to meet him? Love it. And we are going to play your next song, She Thinks I Love to Make Her Cry. Let's play that right now, okay? Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Here we go. She Thinks I Love to Make Her Cry. Be right back.
I said some things I didn't mean, and she walked out on me. Wish I can take it all back. Oh, but life don't work like that. She thinks I'd love to make her cry. Too bad my arms don't stretch that far. I don't know where she'd be today. She said I've seen the last of her when I
thanks.
things I love to make her cry.
And that was She Thinks I Love to Make Her Cry. We're back right now with Jesse J. Hudson. And we are actually running out of time, and we are about to get cut off. But I, of course, want to... I know. It always seems to fly by when you're having fun. I have no idea why. but one last time, can you please give out your Reverb Nation and your social networking sites, all of those fun sites out there?
Absolutely. My the Reverb Nation page for the band is Jesse J. Hudson Band. Just search that in the search bar on Reverb Nation and we'll pop right up. My Facebook page is the same thing, is Jesse J. Hudson Band, and we're actually trying to reach our goal right now for 300 likes, so anybody wants to go like that, please do.
Yes.
And my personal Facebook is just Jesse Hudson. I always like to talk to the fans, so just friend me on there, too.
Perfect, perfect. So make sure you guys do that after the show. You know, friend, like, oh, and get him to 300 likes on Twitter. but I want to thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me. Again, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you. I will chat with you again very, very soon, okay? Jesse J. Hudson,
all right,
everybody.
You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you. So, yes, Jesse J. Hudson, everybody. Thank you. All right. So, everybody, we are actually about to get cut off here from Blog Talk Radio, but I believe you guys will still be able to hear us. We're still recording, hopefully. So we're going to close out the show with the song that I promised we would get on, Anne Marie Pisano. We have her song, Gotta Get Some of That. So let's do it. Gotta Get Some of That. Here we go.
Both made it clear there's a chemistry here. I turned to talk to you, could have spent all evening too. Felt like we were old friends, said goodnight at the end. I wanna touch your face, take your heart home in my hands. We don't have to say it, but we understand. I want it, got to have it. Gonna kiss you, pull you near me. Feel your breathing, trail my fingers. I'll explore every inch of you. Gotta get some of that. Gotta get some of that. There's a beginning here, and I don't want an end. It's all so natural, and I yearn for even more. I wanna hold you near, share a kiss, feel no fear. Part of me just wants to love all over you. We don't have to say it, 'cause we know it's true.
Well, thank you all so, so much for tuning in to the Josie Show. We had such a wonderful, wonderful time chatting with Anne Marie Pisano, Jake Clayton, and also Jesse J. Hudson. We had an update with him. So thank you all very, very much. And we will chat with you guys next Friday. So until then, be safe, have fun, and good night, everybody. Mwah! Woo!